Now we join Sarah Castor-Perry to find out what happened this week in science history.
This week in science history saw in 1852 the publication of a paper by Edward Franklin describing the valence theory of why chemical elements bond with only a certain number of others. Although he did not know the precise mechanism behind it, his idea has been shown to be correct and is still taught in schools today as one of the basic principles of chemistry. Born in Lancaster, England, in 1825, Franklin began his career in chemistry straight from school. After several apprenticeships, he was a student at the University of Marburg in Germany for a time before taking up a position as a professor of chemistry back in London. He later went on to become a professor of chemistry in the Royal Institution and a member of the Royal Society of Chemistry. During his work, soon after returning to England, Franklin noted that some chemical elements seemed to form compounds involving always the same number of other elements, either in groups of three or five. For example, nitrogen combining with three hydrogen atoms to form ammonia, NH3. In the paper of 1852, he uses the phrase combining power to describe what we would now understand as valency, how many chemical bonds will be formed by an atom of a given element. All atoms are made up of a positive nucleus surrounded by negatively charged electrons organized into shells. Chemical bonds are the result of the most energetically favorable arrangement of the outer shell electrons of the atoms between their nuclei. Bonds either occur as a result of the atoms sharing the electrons between them, or by one atom donating electrons to another. In this case, the atoms are known as ions because they have a positive or negative charge. Take hydrogen gas, for example. In the gas, the hydrogen atoms pair up to form H2 molecules. In the H2 molecule, each hydrogen atom has one electron in the outer shell, and when they pair up, the electrons are equally attracted to the other hydrogen's positive nucleus. The number of bonds an atom will form is determined by the number of electrons present in its outer shell. The outer shell of an atom can contain a maximum of 8 electrons depending on its position in the periodic table. Some elements, like lithium and hydrogen, only contain 2 in the outer shell. All atoms want to have a full outer shell of electrons. In the case of a metal like lithium, its outer shell, which could contain up to 8 electrons, only has 1, which means that it wants to lose that electron so that the next shell down, which is full, will become the outer one. Oxygen has 6 electrons in its outer shell, 2 short of a possible 8, so it will want to grab 2 electrons from another atom or two to fill those spaces. This means that lithium has a valency of 1. It will form a single bond using the 1 electron in its outer shell. Oxygen has a valency of 2, forming 2 bonds, such as in H2O, or water. As with many discoveries, we now know that the situation is more complex than Franklin realised, and that although some elements such as carbon and fluorine always form the same number of bonds, 4 and 1 respectively in this case, such as in CH4 or methane, and HF, known as hydrofluoric acid. Some will vary, like iron, the symbol Fe, which will form compounds as iron 2 and iron 3, so you can get FeO, which is iron 2 oxide, and Fe2O3, iron 3 oxide, which we know as rust. Without the huge advances in chemistry over the past 150 years, and without the understanding we now have of the structure of atoms and the physics behind chemical reactions, Franklin's analytical mind drove him to discuss the idea of valence before anyone else, and it's still one of the key ideas in chemistry today.
That was Sarah Castor-Perry explaining how this week in 1852, Edward Franklin first proposed the valence theory of how chemical elements bond to certain numbers of other elements. That's all we have for this Naked Scientist newsflash, which featured Kat Arney, Helen Scales and Sarah Castor-Perry, along with our guest, Dr. Anthony Chaloner from Cambridge University's Institute of Astronomy. The Naked Scientist newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you enjoyed the newsflash, then why not check out the Naked Scientist podcast, where every week we bring you the latest in science news along with interviews, answers to your questions and a kitchen science experiment to try out at home. You can join us on the web at thenakedscientist.com, and we'll be back with another roundup next week.
The Naked Scientist newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.